Oh man, yeah, Ty.
Come on.
You're my lady. Oh man, y'all. Look, it's 12 o'clock showtime. It's 12 o'clock showtime. Your boy TC ain't been here in a couple weeks. All right, so you got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. And if you can hear the energy, the passion in my voice, yo, you don't have no choice, right, but to get something out of this show that will be destined to make you better than the way that we walked in, baby. And so let's get into our introduction and let's kick it how we kick it, all right? No matter the weather, this is where birds of a feather come to flock together. All right, at 12 p.m., it is my time. Listen to me. It is my time to give you the sunshine. And from the north to the south and the east to the west, listen, please do not stress. The reason being is because you know, listen to me, my brothers and sisters, you know you are blessed. It's your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, aka Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And I am live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Energy to waste. Yes, that's right. And if you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community, then watch this, ladies and gentlemen, watch this. It is guaranteed, listen to me, it is guaranteed that you are in the right place, and so you already know. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Ty, how are you doing? How are you feeling? It's been a long time since we've been on the other side of the booth with each other, brother. My fam, my Westlake alumni brother, how are you doing, man?
Feeling good.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, look at you. Good morning, sir. What time did you get here today?
Like six.
Six in the morning, and I'm the last show. Let's go, baby. We're going to send it out on a good note. It's a trip, Ty, because like last night, y'all, listen, I am 36 years in the game, all right? I started celebrating my birthday on Wednesday. I am still celebrating my birthday this entire week. I'm 36 years in the game. We're at Vince Young Steakhouse last night, my wife and two other friends. My phone just starts blowing up, Ty, and people are sending me, shout out to CB, who is a loyal listener to the show. He's sending me video of Big Poppy. Right, David Ortiz taking off his jacket, and he's got an Earl Campbell jersey on underneath. Like, it was crazy, but for me, it hit differently. And I want to share this to individuals because, you know, we all are about the inspiration on this show. That is what this show is all about. What I saw was Big Poppy turned around, and the jersey read, you know, he's wearing an Oilers jersey, and I saw Campbell on the back of it with the 34. I want to tell people, you should approach life in a totally different way because you have a last name. And the last name that you bear, it means something. All right, so even if you don't like the ancestral heritage, even if you don't like what your mother or father have done, even if you come with broken relationships, even if you come from expectations, like your last name means something. Like, people fought and died for that thing. So that means that we should wake up every single day with purpose automatically, bro, because you bear a name, a last name, and the way that you live your life, you're setting it up for the next generation of people bearing your last name to come forth. So the way that you live your life, what stories are they going to tell you? You see, most people saw Earl Campbell when they looked and saw everything that they saw on Fox last night. I saw something different, bruh. Like, when I saw that last name, I thought about the 8-year-old boy that first, when slavery ended, made his way to Texas, and he was the first Campbell. I thought about that little boy. My gosh, could he see what he sees from our family and our lineage now? That Campbell name, it means something. I saw Victor, I saw Christian, I saw my cousins, I saw my aunties, Martha Nell, Cot, I saw Grammy, I saw Ann, I saw BC. I saw all of that in one mode because a name means something. How do you live your life, and what do you want people to say about your name when it's all said and done? What new precedent are you going to create by your name? So that's what I saw when my name was getting hit up. But man, shout out to everybody who was hitting me up. Shout out to CB, who's a listener to this show, for first setting me up and letting me know that Big Poppy was showcasing my father's jersey. And let's go Stros. You know, we got to get that back. But it's been a busy couple of weeks for us, man. Shout out to the multiple sclerosis community. Those listening in, if you know, man, I've been living with multiple sclerosis since 2007. I was diagnosed, first person to ever play Division I college football with MS. So MS Awareness awareness is huge for me. All right, that is a big deal for me. And my mission largely has become, you know, spreading multiple sclerosis awareness in underserved communities, in minority communities, because we need to raise the level of awareness in them so that we can have greater conversations in depth. Yo, shout out to Legalizing who just wrote in. Happy birthday. I appreciate you. I salute you. Thank you. So we've developed at Pro Player Foundation, we have developed a method, right? We got the blueprint as to how we go to different cities and spread the awareness about multiple sclerosis in these communities and how they are impacting these communities, right? It's so powerful. We call it Reach on the Road. So it was the first time this month taking our panel discussion of multiple sclerosis awareness, right? The music that we have, the live music, the auctions, the doctors, the patients telling their stories. We took that on the road to Houston, Texas, y'all. And the blueprint worked, right? We captivated the city. We informed and gave great information and insight for the MS community, those who are in underserved communities, how you take better care of yourself, how you navigate healthcare. And I want to tell people this really quickly. In your life, you have a goal, you have a dream, you have something that you're striving after right here and right now in your life. Listen to me. You have the blueprint. I need you to believe in the work that you have done and the work that you are aspiring to be. All right, when I was younger, I'll never forget this. This is my analogy of it, because a lot of times we are pancake blocking our way from achieving a blessing. When I was younger, I was at the Downtown Athletic Club, probably when I was 9 or 8 years old, and I played basketball with Orlando Pace. And it was amazing to see him just doing the things that he was doing with a basketball. I didn't think that that man would wind up being an NFL Hall of Famer as an offensive tackle in the league. But I think about him when I think about us standing in the way of blocking our own blessings. And we do so because we don't believe in the blueprint that we've been given over our goals and our dreams. At Pro Player Foundation, we believe in our blueprint. We're going to impact the United States of America. I just ask you as a listener to believe in yourself as much as we believe in us. You've got the blueprint, all right? You may not have everything that you want right now. Our goals may not be achieved, but you have a purpose. You have a gift, and I need for you to start walking in it and start believing in it. All right, and there are going to be times on your journey where you get tired of telling other people. You get tired of talking about what you're trying to do. You're saying the things that you want to accomplish, but doors don't seem like they're opening to us for the goals that we have for ourselves, for the dreams that we have for ourselves, for the purpose that we are trying to live intently with our lives. But I'm here to tell you, you must keep opening up your mouth. You must keep pushing, because life is navigating a way to where you're not pancake blocking your blessing. It's challenging you to see if you can continue to put one foot forward in front of what it is that you love and what it is that you desire. And in the midst of repeating that thing, doors will be open to you. I get tired of telling my journey and telling my story sometimes, but keep it 100. But I got to keep my mouth moving. And because I keep my mouth moving, a door was opened to me this week for being on the number one talk radio show in Houston, The Michael Berry Show. It's a political show. I don't talk politics, but I am about leaving this world a lot better than the way that I found it. And because I believe in that, a door was opened to me to be on the show. And I talk about my book on the show. I talk about my mission on the show. I talk about the blueprint that I have for the MS community on the show. And watch this, ladies and gentlemen. The book is back on the Amazon bestsellers list. You can check it. The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field, my personal biography. That Ty is on the other side of the window, and if Ty hasn't purchased it, he's gonna purchase it while we're talking. But you might get tired of it, but understand there's a big by world of 7 billion people in the world. Not everybody has heard your journey. You've got to keep sharing it. You've got to keep pushing it, because in the midst of doing so, doors are going to be open to you. It gets weary on this journey. It gets lonely on this journey. There are some people listening in. You are tired. Yo, you fed up. You saying, when is it going to be my time? But at the midst of saying that, yo, your blessing is on the other side. I'm just here to tell you, bro, keep pushing. You got the blueprint. You've got the blueprint for it, and people need what you have, because what you have, my brothers and my sisters, that heartache, that adversity, that trial, that tribulation that you've been through, that's the thing that you're going to utilize to make yourself unique. It's the thing that's going to further legitimize your story, and it's the thing that people are going to gravitate towards and support. They want to support something that you have, that you lived. Don't try to wish to be like somebody else, bruh. Be you, because you is something we have not seen before. And we need that. You've got to take care of yourself, and you've got to keep speaking on it, even when you feel or you don't believe that anybody's listening, because the blessing, bruh, it's on the other side of that thing, man. Shout out to Michael Berry for having me on there, and shout out to everybody for supporting the book. The Ball came out, Life from the Other Side of the Field. It is available on Amazon today. Go grab that copy, get it on your Kindle, or you can hear me on Audible speaking it, all right? I want to squeeze this in really quickly. And Ty, you get in my ear when we come up on our time. To let that marinate on your cerebrum for today, we got to pay attention to the tension. Okay, write that down. That's good. We got to pay attention to the tension. Like, I don't care what you say, you are equipped with red flags that your body and that your mind naturally produce. All right, red flags come up in our lives when we are uncertain about decisions as to what we're supposed to make. When we don't know if this person's supposed to be in our life, we get some intuition about ourselves that says, this person may not be for you. You need to walk away from this job. Or maybe this relationship ain't the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. We get those things, but a lot of times we don't pay attention to the red flags that come up in our lives. And what I want to tell you is that every day you're going to be forced to deal with tension. But I want you to start analyzing your body, start analyzing your mind, and figure out what type of tension is it that you can put up with every day. Can you put up with the arguments? Can you put up with certain situations on your job? Like, can you handle all those? What can you handle? And then when you maximize and understand what you can handle, anything that doesn't fit in that umbrella is tension that you don't need to be dealing with. The problem is we take on so much tension. We take on so many problems. We take on so many things that we don't have excess energy to give towards anything, and we are depleted. Not everything deserves your attention. So rank your tension and what deserves your attention. And when you start to do that, you've figured out how to actually problem solve in the process. You're problem solving for what you allow yourself to be exposed to. And if it doesn't fit in that, you weed it out. And when you weed it out, you solve the problem. Last time I checked, ladies and gentlemen, people who solve problems, yo, corporations and companies pay individuals to be problem solvers. Hello. You equated and further legitimize some wealth and some value for yourself. On the other side of this break, we're going to get into our topic of being intentional. All right. Tell a friend to tune in. I'm live on IG at TC Speaks 32 right now. You can see my handsome face. All right. See y'all on the other side of this break. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. You know you're alive. Man. Keep on living. Oh, come on, Ty. Turn that up. Higher and higher. Man, that's Jackie Wilson, y'all. Your love keeps living on. Hey, come on. It's your boy TC Speaks. I'm live and wild on your radio dial, man. Bad to be on air today. I'm going to give a shout out to the illustrious Jackie Wilson, who's on the playlist today. That song is titled Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. Shout out to Big E from Luland. Thank you for tuning in. Keeps lifting me higher and higher, man. Jackie Wilson, you know, a lot of times in the present, you know, I like to take the time out to take time out of my segment to highlight the artists that I feature on my playlist or my bumper music coming in, because I feel it's essential, man. Music always tells a story. And one of the greatest lessons I ever learned growing up, I had a teacher who sat me down. He said, Tyler, if you ever are nervous about talking to an individual, if you ever sit next to somebody you don't know what to say on the airplane or on the elevator, he said, ask them what type of music they listen to. Because music is a universal language. Everybody listens to music. They may not listen to the same music you listen to, but they will tell you. They will tell you the type of music they listen to. And if you're lucky, you just might know the genre of music they're talking to, and boom, you have a conversation. But no matter what, you've broken the air by asking them their music. So if you're out there, man, ask people what type of music they listen to. My type of music today, I'm going old school, back to the 50s and the 60s with Jackie Wilson. They called him Mr. Dynamite. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. That song we just listened to is Your Love Keeps Me Lifted. He was noted for always having energetic moves and swindling his hips. If it wasn't for Michael Jackson at the age of 9 or 8, seeing Jackie Wilson in concert after he came off the stage with the Jackson 5, it changed how Michael Jackson had his stage presence and handled his dance solos, which ultimately led to the moonwalk, which ultimately led to those pelvic thrusts that he so notably did. All that stuff was granted because of the way he saw Mr. Dynamite move way back in the day. So today, I pay homage to you, Jackie Wilson, man. Rest in heaven, and thank you for the music that you gave, because our R&B music, our hip-hop music of today, yo, what Elvis did, all those things are derived from the things that Mr. Dynamite did, all right? It's Tyler Campbell. Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. I'm at TC Speaks 32. We went hard in the first segment. If you're late, yo, don't worry. We got you. But shame on you for not getting here on time. We talked about in our Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum, pay attention to the tension. All right? Start organizing. Tension is going to come up in our lives each and every day. There's stress. There's relationships. There's problems over here. There's gas fires over here in life. You've got to look in your life and say, what tension can I put up with? What relationships can I put up with? What arguments can I stand? And when you do that, you categorize what you can stand, then you eliminate all those other things that are trying to encounter your life with tension on a routine and regular basis. We are walking around in life so incredibly stressed, y'all, because we're giving our energy, we're giving our synergy to things that don't deserve it. What can you stand? What can you take? And anything outside of that, you don't give attention or bat an eye to. Make that blueprint, and you're already learning how to problem solve in life. And the last time I checked, companies, entrepreneurs, people pay individuals for the ability to solve problems. You're learning how to solve problems automatically. So you can step into an organization and help them put out fires because you help them to understand what tension can they put up with as a company. Hello. All right, so build that up for yourself and watch how it accumulates and produces internal wealth. All right. I'm at TC Speaks 32. Ty, can we get that TC Speaks queued up for me, please? And I want you to hit it for me three times if you can. Hit it for me three times. That's one, sir. Ooh, that's two. Oh, shout out to my Westlake alum in the next side of the booth for me. TC Speaks. All right, here we go. This is what the money is made of. All right. This is what you come for. Get your popcorn ready. Today we're going to be talking about being intentional. All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk today about being intentional. All right, and y'all know me, I like to make up my own definitions. Why can't I have my own dictionary? All right, Webster ain't got nothing on me. Okay, so when I talk about being intentional, I'm telling individuals to do something in life on purpose. Do something on purpose. We talk about doing things. We say we're going to do things, but a person who operates out of intent, they do things on purpose. That means it's going to happen. The objective of today is I want individuals to thrive and achieve peace. The way that you can achieve peace is by being intentional. And you know you have achieved peace in your life when you are a person who has chaos taking place all around them, but their heart and their mind is at ease with clarity. Yo, you've got death on this side. You've got debt maybe over here. You've got your kids wilding out of control over here. Marriage is going through tough times, or you're trying to figure out financial issues right now in the world that we are living in, like you're struggling. But all this stuff is taking place all around you, but people wouldn't even notice it because you're at peace with who you are. When you are intentional about the things that I'm going to talk about today, you are one step closer to gaining inner peace. And when you have inner peace, y'all, yo, the sky is the limit. So I want to help you get that peace today, if that's all right. All right. I want to help you get that peace for yourself today. Principle number one, as to how we go about achieving peace, you have to be intentional about your health. Yep. You have to be intentional about your health. Look, people are intentional about getting gifts on Black Friday. Yep. We are intentional about making it to the sports game. We are intentional about getting to the Cowboys. We are intentional about watching the MLB series. We are intentional about watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta. We are intentional about keeping up with the Kardashians. When are we intentional about our health? So think about all the other things that we are intentional about not missing. When are we intentional about health? And when I talk about being intentional about health, I'm talking about your physical health. I'm talking about your mental health. And I'm also talking about your mindfulness. When you are able to take time out of your day and say, I'm going to do a better job of eating better. I'm going to do a better job of trying to exercise. I'm going to try to be more proactive about taking accountability and charge about your health. You are one step closer to setting yourself free and achieving peace. But the problem is we write down our diets. The problem is we come into a New Year's resolution, we write it down, we say we're going to do things, but we aren't intentional. It's better to talk about it. It's better to post it on social media. It's better to go live. It's better to send it through a text message or a group chat. That's easier than being intentional, to doing things on purpose. For some of us, we got to go out and clean out our entire refrigerator. Let everything go. We got to go out and say we're going to rearrange all of, we got to stop eating the fast food. And some of us aren't intentional about our health, even though we have an existing condition. Some of us walking around with high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, but we're not willing to make a change and we can't achieve peace. So if you can get your physical health in order, if you can start to say, yo, my physical being, it matters to me. You then can start doing a direct approach to your overall mental health. Start checking in with who you are. All right. Give yourself an assessment. All right. Because a lot of us come from generational curses in general. No matter where you're rich, black, brown, green, yellow or purple. Yo, we come from a stigma where we don't talk about our problems anyway. So the fact that you're taking the time out to really physically check in with your health, yo, you are a step closer to gaining peace. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. You check in with your overall mental health, you are governing yourself, you are loving yourself, and you are freeing yourself in the midst of the chaos that is taking place. And if you have to have help for it, then go out and seek that help. If you have to have a counselor for it, go out and seek that. But the fact is that you are aware of your overall mental, that allows you to be a mindful person. And when you are mindful about your health, that means you have constant awareness about your overall being. And as long as you are aware of what makes you peaceful as a person, as long as you are aware of what needs to be in your life or what needs to go out of your life, you are constantly progressing forward, even when you can't see it. And when a person knows that they in the right mode, yo, they start to feel better. They start to be less stressful. They start to be at peace. They start growing. The problem is a lot of us want to be intentional about our health when we come from a place of being reactive when something has gone wrong. Yeah, we take our health seriously when we're in the hospital bed. Tyler, you took your health seriously when you're laying in La Jolla Scripps Memorial and you can't feel your limbs with MS. Now you're taking your health seriously, but you never did before. So you've got to train yourself to be more proactive than being reactive. Hello, Dr. Eddie Padden, who served on our panel up in Houston, Texas, our Reach on the Road panel. He said this was so powerful. You've got to train yourself to be proactive instead of reactive. A lot of times it's too late to take charge of your health when you're laying in that hospital bed in the emergency room and we're trying to figure out what else is going on. Let's be proactive. Let's get up. Let's go see the doctor. Let's be intentional about setting a health regimen. Let's be intentional about changing our diet. Let's be intentional about doing things that are up against the grain, because something has to change if our overall mental and physical is not allowing us to achieve a level of peace. So if you're not peaceful in your own being, in your own state, in your own spirit, then that means we've got work to do on our physical and our mental and achieving a level of mindfulness where we're always taking those things into account. Because when you aren't right physically and mentally, no way in the world will you be able to sustain that level of thing that you're going after. You may get there, but it won't be any sustainability attached to it because you are broken on the inside when nobody can see. All I want you to do is start loving on yourself enough. Start believing in yourself enough. Start being intentional with yourself enough to take your health seriously. So that way you can be a better you for your family. You can be a better you for your children, your husband, your job, your community. You got to take care of all of those things and be intentional, be purposeful starting today about it. So write that down. I'm going to be intentional. Number one, you're going to be intentional about yourself. What's being intentional? It is being purposeful. All right. Love you guys. Respect you guys. It's TC Speaks at TC Speaks 32. Get that book. The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field. All right. It's an Amazon bestseller. Grab it. Get it. Todd just said he purchased his. I love y'all. At TC Speaks 32. Let's go. Be on the side of this break. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Take us out, Ty.
Come on! Work, baby. Yeah! Oh, man. Come on, Jackie. He talking about baby workout, baby. That was when they were, hey, Ty, that's when they were twerking back in the 60s. That's what he was telling them to do. He's telling them to work it out. That's the equivalent to my younger generation, what Jackie Wilson is saying on the radio with that song, Baby Workout. He's telling everybody to twerk. He's telling the ladies to get down on the floor. Look at him. Oh, yeah, baby. Work out. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ty. Y'all download Jackie Wilson, yo, Baby Workout, man. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself, back in the studio, the dynamic duo.
my man Ty, Westlake alum. Shout out to my man Sam Ellinger, who's going to get his shot at starting. He's a man who's had just an amazing journey in life. He's going to get his start for the Indianapolis Colts. Shout out to the alumni. I believe our high school will go for its fourth straight state championship. Ty will be in attendance for it. I'm going to put the claim in right now. Remember how Mattress Mac made that, like, whatever million dollar bet?
Yeah.
All right. Would you bet on the Westlake Shaps to get to the state championship this year?
Oh, I would bet on them to win it.
Come on! Go to Vegas, Ty. Go to
Hey, if someone wants to take my bet, hit me up on Twitter.
Hit them up on Twitter, man. Shout out to my high school doing their thing, going for their fourth straight state championship. Proud alum, man. Tyler Campbell at TC Speaks 32. This is Real Life, Real Talk. Getting back to it, thank you for everybody tuning in at TC Speaks 32. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in online. Love you guys and respect all of you. Appreciate it. Nicole Schneider, tell Eli I said hello. Got everybody tuning in on Facebook Live. We were talking today about being intentional. And principle number one, which we covered in our last segment, was being intentional about your physical health, your mental health. And when you do those things, it prepares you or puts you in a spirit of mindfulness. And when you are in a spirit of mindfulness, that means you're always checking in on yourself. That means you are always taking care of you. And when you're doing those things, you're actually preparing yourself behind closed doors to walk into your blessing. As we focus on us and as we take care of our health physically, as we take care of our health mentally, we're setting ourselves up for something special when it comes into our life. And it is coming. But you have to be intentional about it. When I talk about being intentional, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you to be purposeful, to say that this is going to get down. That same emotion that we have, it's the holiday season approaching. People are intentional about going out and getting their Christmas gifts. Ladies are intentional that when that deal drops for Louis Vuitton or when that deal drops for Macy's and all this stuff that you want to buy, ladies, y'all make it happen. I'm just asking that we as human beings be intentional the same way about our health that we are about getting things that we want out of life. Because your health is different than a want. Hello, your health is what you need. And what you need is far more beneficial or far more important than the things that we want. Because some of the stuff that we want, woo, it ain't good. Lord have mercy, if I went out of the things I want, I would have missed, Ty. I would have missed out on the blessing of my wife going after things that I wanted in ladies. You hear me? Come on. We got to go and take care of the things that we need. Shout out to you, Shayna Campbell. I need you, baby. All right. So that's principle number one. Here we go. Principle number two. This is important. Let's walk that walk and let's talk that talk. Be intentional about relationships. All right. We have all lived through a pandemic. The pandemic and COVID put us in a place of isolationism. And some of us are still finding it difficult to adjust post-pandemic, and we live or have adopted spirits of isolationism coming out of COVID. None of the stuff that we did before COVID is the same afterwards. And a lot of us are still working to get acclimated to the society that we live in. And in most cases, isolationism has become okay. This is important, all right? You have to be intentional about relationships. You have to be intentional about your friendships. You have to invest or put purpose behind time of people who are your friends. Friends are hard to come by. You got to be intentional about dating, setting aside dating time for you and your spouse. You got to be intentional about your marriage. You got to be intentional about raising your children. These are all relationships for you. This is a statistic from PsychoLive or a quote from PsychoLive.org. Good relationships help people to live longer, deal with stress, healthier habits, and stronger resistance against colds. This is what having relationships does for us. So if we went through a pandemic where we lost that level of communication, where we missed out on those level of relationships, our overall health was taking a back seat. Now that things have gotten better, things have opened up, we've got to start changing the way that we keep those relationships because we are inhibiting our overall health in principle number one and hurting ourselves in the future. By the way, if you look at statistics, men are some of the loneliest creatures on earth. Especially middle-aged men, because we struggle with upholding and keeping relationships and communicating outwardly about it. We are the lonely individuals, fellas. So we have to work that much harder than women to keep our relationships. We got to be intentional about it.
All right. Relationships are key. And when I think about relationships, yo, shout out to my man Akbar Gabija Bihamila, who's also on American Ninja Warrior, somebody who played in the National Football League, who is a San Diego State alum. He wrote the testimonial. If you look on the back cover of my book, my best-selling book, The Ball Came Out, Life on the Other Side of the Field, you'll see Akbar's name on there. I believe he has his own daytime TV show with Sheryl Underwood and a host of other people. I think it's on CBS. But he talked about Tom Brady and the marriage with Giselle. And he talked about how seeing this relationship crumble or seeing this relationship not be able to make it, it hurts not only him, but it should hurt everybody. Regardless if you like Tom Brady, whatever, it hurts the way that marriage looks within our country. Right? Because we're living in a world where people hop from relationship to relationship. We're hopping in a world where people are no longer intentional about the needs of their spouses. And it's becoming the norm for marriage to not work in the world that we live in, bruh. And as a result, the families are tearing apart. And when the family is broken, bruh, when mom and dad or when our kids, when they are broken, it puts a setback on these goals and these dreams and these aspirations and brings forward more mental trauma, more physical trauma, so people can't be who they are aspiring or what we need them to be. Dreams are broken. Look at it, man. My wife was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it seems like everybody moved from one man to another. There's no longer stability and intent about making relationships work. It is easier to move on from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. And the relationships get thrown on the back burner. And my question is, when will we start being intentional about the relationships that we are involved in? Because when you are intentional, your life becomes more fruitful. Have y'all ever noticed that when you address a person by their name in a business, when you say their first or your last name, it showcases to them that you are invested in them, that you believe in them, that you value their relationship. And you'll notice that the relationship you have with that individual becomes all the more fruitful because of it. Yo, it's a powerful thing, and I want individuals to start focusing on those things. What about the value of a handshake when you are trying to build a relationship with somebody, when you're trying to build a conversation? Yo, where has the handshake gone? Those things that we used to keep sacred. Everybody has access to you at any given time because of a phone, because of an email. When we're talking about being intentional, you are literally going to have to create a space where television does not exist when you are trying to build a deeper relationship with your family. You're going to have to cut out time to date. My wife had to remind me, like, bro, we got to date again. You got to take some time out, TC, and take me some places. If I'm not intentional about this dating time that we have every Tuesday, it shows case into my wife that I'm not invested in our marriage. So it's like stuff that I'm telling you that I have learned across the way, and those are the same things that you have to be intentional about in your own life with the people you are in a circle of influence with, because we've been dealt a pandemic, we have lived through COVID, where we have a spirit of isolationism, and we're still living in that spirit moving forward, and our relationships are not progressing. Yo, shout out to my homeboy, Drew. We used to go and have conversations a lot more before the pandemic, man. He's a great brother, solid brother in my life. The message of being intentional, it came from my homeboy where he hit me up this week and he said, Tyler, we got to be intentional about our friendship. Like, I love our time together. Like, we talk, we good, we aces, we get so much value out of our conversation. But, bro, we not intentional about the relationship. And if we're not going to be intentional about the relationship, I got to give my time over to somebody. Like, you keeping it 100. We keeping it 100. Like, my time is precious. We're going to get into that on another thing. I got to showcase to him. He got to showcase to me that we value the relationships. We got to go kick it at the lake how we used to kick it when our wives held the kids down at about 6 o'clock in the evening. We got to get out there and start talking. Man, we are the loneliest creatures on the planet, but it's because we are not intentional about the relationships with other men that we have in our lives. We're fearful to give up the heart. We're fearful to have the conversation, and we're developing a spirit of isolationism, which goes back to psycholab. This thing hurts us. It makes us less healthy. It makes our life expectancy that much shorter, and it puts us in situations where you develop other health complications, like I talked about in principle number one. We've got to start becoming healthier. Shout shout out to somebody who just wrote in and said, TC, you just hit dudes, bounce relationships because can't admit that they are poisoned, but blame it on the other person. Yeah, that's real. You got to take accountability. If you're bringing poison to the relationship, yo, it's on you. Hit you in the heart. You got to make some changes. But be intentional about your relationships. I've had to do so, and it has worked wonders in my life. I have to be intentional about my relationships with other male friends. We're battling a pandemic, coming out post-pandemic. We have to work that much harder against the spirit of isolationism that we have deemed to be okay over the course of years we lived in the pandemic. All right, so it's hard. It's difficult. You got to step outside of your comfort zone. But the midst of doing, though, you're getting one step closer to your blessing that we talked about each and every day. All right. So I love y'all. Respect y'all. I'm at TC Speaks 32. Yo, we're going live on social media. I got one more principle and then we're going to get out of here. Going to get Ty some great sleep so we can enjoy some college football. I appreciate all of y'all. Man, let's go to work. Catch us on the other side of this break. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow.
Back over flip.
Woman, why? That's why I love you so. Yeah, that's why I love you so. Hey, man, I used to hear my grandma and my aunties and them talk about all these dances. Yeah. Hey, he said he loved this woman so much, Ty, that it made him turn a back over flip. I think a back over flip is a back flip, I guess. Does that sound about right?
Maybe he did like a backwards bridge.
Backwards
like
bridge. So, man, like, think about the mashed potato and doing the twist. Yo, all of this, me and Ty talked about it. All these things that Jackie Wilson, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, shout out to you, Jackie. I believe you got to pay homage to the past to appreciate the present in music. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. I told Ty what Jackie Wilson was talking about in all of his music, lifting you up higher. Baby, work it out. He's telling girls to twerk, but in a nice, polite way. You know, we like in the face now, but I think back in the day, Jackie was telling people to twerk, man. That's what he was doing.
Just work some things out.
Just working things out. Yeah, that's what he said, but he mean like work it out. You know, you got to read between the lines. This is older music, man. you know what I'm saying? But it's Tyler Campbell at TC Speaks 32. Listen, I appreciate you. I'm not being hard on men today. I'm just somebody who's really talking you through struggles that I have been through and wrongs that I've made right in my life and being more intentional, about keeping relationships with other men in my life. And shout out to Andrew Musasa, because my brother, you gave me the word for this week's message, because you told me we have to be more intentional about our friendship together as men, right? So accountability, there we go. And as men, like somebody wrote this in as a text message talking about men, you know, men have to be accountable in our relationships, man, and what toxicities and what poisons we bring into relationships, because sometimes we got a good woman, bro, and we're hurting that woman, and vice versa. Ladies, you got a good man standing in front of you, but because you aren't intentional about the baggage that you carry and weeding that out, you bring a level of toxicity or poison into the relationship, and you messing up the good man that you've been praying all your life for, and he right there in front of your face. All right, so be intentional about going through our baggage with the relationships that we possess. And by doing this, we see it too often. We see people going from relationship to relationship, you know, marriage to marriage, and it really has a bad rap, and families are getting destroyed right before our eyes. Kids are suffering. Adults are suffering. That means dreams, entrepreneurs, goals, ideas, they're not coming to the forefront because so much pain and suffering is going on in somebody else's life that we can't receive what they have or what they were put on earth to purposely do because of what they've been dealt with relationship wise. All right. So principle number one, we're talking about being intent, talking about doing things on purpose. Be intent about your health, physical and mental, because it produces a spirit of mindfulness. All right. Y'all got to slow down, flip this thing, reverse it, and play it back. All right. That was principle number one. We talked about that 2 segments ago. Then we went on to talk about being intentional about our relationships. All right. I just spoke over all those things. Men, we are some of the loneliest creatures on earth, bruh. We can get together, watch the game. We can get together and go to concerts, but we won't actually maybe even talk to our friends about some serious stuff that we need to handle so we can be fruitful and grow. All right. So we got to be intentional about those things. And lastly, let's be intentional about our time. All right. I got news for everybody. Yo, we will not live forever.
All right. So we are living off of borrowed time. A person who learns how to value their time is somebody who has just discovered an inner voice that allows them to speak in ways in which they would normally walk into settings and be shunned. What I mean by that is a lot of times when you start to understand your time, you don't allow yourself to let people take advantage of you. Right. You don't allow people to kind of undermine you or do things that are disadvantageous to you because you value your doggone time. You don't spend your time in places that aren't that are more distractionary for you than handling the business or the goals or the regiment that you have for yourself. When you start to value your time, you start to pick and choose your friends wisely. When you value your time, you don't get distracted with video games or television or other outside things that keep you from building or developing that idea that is cultivated in your mind, from building and developing a deeper relationship with your children, for building and developing that entrepreneurial goal that you are trying to go at, those things that you are striving for. When you are somebody who's intentional, somebody who's put purpose behind their time, you stay laser focused on taking care of your business each and every doggone day. And if you don't know where to start, you start by saying to yourself, I may not live tomorrow. I will not live forever. I know it may sound negative, bruh, but it is the honest truth. Because a lot of times you see people doing things with their bodies. You see people doing stuff with other relationships that they should, as if they're going to live forever. And I got news for you, bruh, you not. So why waste your valuable, priceless time on things that aren't going to further help get you to the destination on your journey towards the goal or the dream that you have for yourself? And when you start to do those things, shout out to my boy Michael Franklin, who just wrote in and said, hold your weight, San Diego State alumni. When you are intentional about your time, it makes it easier to advocate for yourself. Makes it easier to speak up for yourself, because you're not just going to let people make your life journey that much more difficult. So sometimes people who are normally silent and like to allow yourself to please people all the time, when you value your time, you know that you're not just going to sit back and take whatever somebody's dealing to you, because it's going to further make it take longer for you to achieve your dream. Then you notice you start speaking up for what you believe in, because you're like, nah, I ain't with this runaround. Nah, you ain't just about to do me like that. You're just about to sit me over here in this chair and tell me to be quiet. I got to get to that rising level of employment. Yeah. I'm not going to deal with you as a potential girlfriend, because right now you are inhibiting me. You're not valuing my time. So therefore, it's somebody else out there who's going to give me that time. So I don't need to waste it with you. I'm not going to do all of those things. When you are intentional about your time, it keeps you structured and it puts forth organization over your life. And when you are structured, and when you have organization, and when you figured out how to delegate your time, you are freeing yourself up that much more to make room to put all of yourself into whatever it is that you're choosing. If it's your children, if it's a relationship, if it is a goal that you have for yourself, doggone it, you just freed it up by being structured and being honest with yourself and saying, you know what, Tyler? You're not going to live forever. Yep. So don't just sit up and wake up every day and say, I don't have nothing to do today. Don't just waste it over there in front of the TV, sitting on the couch eating Cheetos. Yeah. Don't just waste it by putting bad substances into my body that are going to further harm me, because I don't know when I'm going to leave this earth. And when you literally have that mindset, people may think it's negative, but when you are living this way, man, it actually makes you hunger. It makes you thrive. It makes you focus on being willing to overcome adversity, to not let trials and tribulations holding you back, because you know you ain't got time to waste. And sometimes when you see people doing belligerent things, you look at them and you say, man, they must think they really gonna live forever. They must not think it's gonna be no consequences for their actions. Yeah. They don't place a value over their time. Yep. And then you don't allow other people to just piggyback off of that. Yep. That success has to be built for yourself, and it will come into your life based off of the changes that we are now choosing to make. When we are intentional about time, all right? Yep. Yeah, if you live by this, you are adding value to your life. It's saying to yourself, yo, I plan on being here for quite some time. And I'm not going to waste any of that time by being around people who don't value it. And when you're doing those things, man, I got to pause. If you don't value your time, no one else will for your time. Thank you so much. Love, Average Joe. Man, I appreciate y'all. I'm sorry. I gotta make sure that people have their comments read out loud, man. TC, burst my bubble. Thank you so much for this. Yo, I appreciate y'all. That's why I'm dissing girls that are not dealing my time. And he said it that way, but those are the moves you have to make. Yo, if they're not intentional about your time, then they don't need to be in your life. Be intentional. Be purposeful is what we talked about. Be intentional about your health. Be intentional about your relationships and be intentional about your time. Use your phone as a device. Set reminders of your phone. You only got time limits when you do stuff. Use technology. Don't let the technology run you. Just use it. I'm at TC Speaks 32. Go grab that best-selling book, The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field, on Amazon right now. Number 57 on the list. Love y'all. I respect y'all. Ty, let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. I love y'all. Respect y'all. Be back when we can. Check me out on social media. Peace.